It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening coast to coast, south of the border, north of the border, everywhere, all over, in and out. Thank you for being here. Thank you to our producer holding it down tonight, Chris Persiana in New York City. We got a lot to get into. I'm only here for one more hour. Not here for a long time, but I'm here for a good time. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. How can you listen? On the free Odyssey app, on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. I don't know what city you live in, but thank you for listening on the radio. You can tune in on SiriusXM 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we've had a fun show. Hey, thank you so much to Joe Varden from The Athletic for joining us to talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers. Man, they look like the best team in the NBA. That doesn't mean that they're going to win a championship. Thank you so much as well to Mike Sando from The Athletic. He came through and joined us, and we talked about the Bengals, who today they told Trey Hendrickson, man, look, you know we cheap. We want to pay you, but you go figure it out somewhere else and then come see if we can afford you because we're cheap. Joey Bosa got released last night. Barry Bonds has some words for Shohei Ohtani today. He told Shohei Ohtani, he's like, listen, man, back in my day, I don't know if you'd be out here going 50-50. And oh, yeah, by the way, maybe you should stop throwing the baseball. You'd last longer. You know, we'll hear all of that and more. At the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. There's just a lot going on in the world. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. Here's the phone number. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I exist. I'm on X/Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm at JR Sport Brief. Yeah, go ahead. You can hit me up. Check me out. Do whatever the hell you want to do. You say you love me. Say I'm terrible. Yeah, say whatever. I'm everywhere. I'll be here either way. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. What a day. What a show. We got so much going. This is like the good time. But outside of this, and I don't know, I guess October-ish, you know, when we get the World Series and basketball starts and football is underway, hockey is rolling around, and college football is in swing. This is another good time, March Madness, playoffs, NHL, NBA, baseball starting up. These are the good times of the sports calendar. That's why we got so much news in the NFL with free agency. We got the NBA going on, LeBron James and Luka. It's a good time of the calendar. And in about a week, a little less than a week from now, we're going to have the official start of NFL free agency. The 2025 league year is going to get underway. And it's kind of crazy to think about some of the news that we've gotten and received already. I mean, just last night, like minutes after I got off the air, I'm like, all right, I'm out of here. I'm gone. And I'm like, whoa, Joey Bosa is a free agent? I mean, it's not a shock. It's not a surprise because he's just as healthy of an NFL player as I am. But this is what I heard on CBS Sports HQ from last night. Listen to this.
I wouldn't say.
We've got breaking news out of the NFL where the Chargers have released Pro Bowl edge rusher Joey Bosa. He was entering the final season of a two-year $40 million deal and was due $12.4 million roster bonus on March 12th. Bosa spent his entire nine-year career with the Bolts and has racked up the second most sacks in franchise history.
Yeah, it was breaking news when I left. Now it's not breaking news. But the fact of the matter is, people will take a risk on a pass rusher. Even a guy like Joey Bosa, somehow, some way, he started nine games last year, had five sacks, and became a Pro Bowler. That doesn't sound like no damn Pro Bowl year to me. Well, what do I know? I don't hit people for a living. Hopefully he's healthy enough to go out there and hit somebody. Joey Bosa is worth the risk. if you're just like one step away? I don't know. I guess it seems rather reasonable for him to just play alongside his brother Nick up in San Francisco. But who's to say the Buffalo Bills don't add him? He's a Florida guy. He played, you know, at Ohio State. Ultimately, I think he'll stay out west. I'd be surprised if he doesn't stay, you know, play football with his brother, as if the 49ers want to bring him on. And then today, we learned that Trey Hendrickson can go out and seek a trade. It's always been a lot of nonsense that the Cincinnati Bengals have fed their fans by saying, yeah, we're going to keep all of our big stars. You're already paying Joe Burrow $55 million. T. Higgins is going to land somewhere between 35 and 40. You got the franchise tag on T. Higgins at $26 million. And Trey Hendrickson has been playing on about $16 million, and he's having like 17 and a half sacks a year. The top pass rushers, they're making 30 plus. You going to pay all four of these guys? The answer is hell no. And I don't got to be a capologist, a mathematician, to look at common damn sense. And for a team that has made its players buy their own Gatorade, you think the Cincinnati Bengals going to pay all this money? A matter of fact, I said this earlier in the show, the Cincinnati Bengals, they do not deserve Trey Hendrickson. Because just last month, Trey Hendrickson sat down with Pat McAfee. And this man was so sweet, so nice, so calm, so humble for a guy who destroys quarterbacks. He says, you know what, I understand if I have to move on. But I also want what's best for the Bengals. What NFL player says this?
You know, I think the offseason is a good spot to kind of address these kind of issues that do come up. And during the season, you know, when you're talking about OTAs or camp, you know, you don't want to become a distraction for the team, because inevitably the goal is to win a Super Bowl for Cincinnati. You know, what that looks like this season, you know, if it's something that we can agree on in terms, you know, that would be great. Ideally, my wife and I would love to stay in Cincinnati. If it's something that helps the Bengals win a Super Bowl, if they get picks or anything like that, I want to help win a Super Bowl for Cincinnati if I'm there or not.
Then professional athletes don't say things like that. They think about themselves. They're like, I want my trade, I want my money, I'm gone. The Cincinnati Bengals don't deserve him. I hope he ends up on a good team and makes lots of money, because he ain't doing nothing on the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow is going to need an arm transplant in about 2 years, the way their defense plays. He's just going to be out on that field just airing it up, trying to remember that. Oh, like Elf. Remember Elf, where you throw them snowballs, had that rocket launcher, you just going. That Joe Burrow has to do that if they want to win football games. That man's arm is going to fall off. Speaking of athletes being positive, there's a guy today, he wasn't positive. He was, I think, kind of negative, I guess. We don't hear from Barry Bonds often. I mean, damn it, if the NBA All-Star game wasn't in the Bay Area a couple of weeks ago, I mean, I wouldn't have seen Barry Bonds. He was coaching the celebrity game. He was there at the All-Star game. That sucked. But Barry Bonds sat down with Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes on their All the Smoke podcast. And Barry Bonds, a few hours ago, had some words to say and share about Shohei Ohtani. Yeah, Barry Bonds was great. Barry Bonds was awesome. He's one of the greatest baseball players of all time. A 7-time MVP? What? More home runs than anybody? What? More walks than anybody? What? We know Barry was awesome. Well, Shohei Ohtani, when it's all said and done, he might have a better career than Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds was asked about Shohei Ohtani today, and Barry Bonds pretty much said, back in my day, listen to this.
Okay. I mean, the game is way different than it is than when I played. The same way Michael talks about it or anyone else. Mm-hmm. Ohtani is not going to hit two home runs without seeing one go right here in my generation. I don't care what he does. Mm-hmm. He's not going to steal two bases without somebody decapitating his kneecap and slow him down, because it's a different game back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a different game. Of course, we know it's a different game. Every era, every generation is a different game. Oh, we be snapping kneecaps and biting ankles, like Dan Campbell says. Oh, come on, Barry. Everybody is fighting and beefing. And of course, Shohei is going to be protected because people would whoop the other team's ass if they did something to that guy. And oh, yeah, he has a lot of armor on. The guy ain't taking no hits. You don't cook the golden goose. Here's the difference, people. People didn't like Barry Bonds. I don't think people got a problem with Shohei Ohtani. Here's the difference. Barry Bonds didn't stop there. Barry Bonds said if he stopped pitching, maybe he'd last a lot longer, huh?
I just hope he just stays at the hitting category because his hitting ability is off the chart. Pitching, I just think, might tire him out. I think he should come out of the bullpen here and there. Like he has these, because he's DHing, he can come out of the bullpen and throw an inning or two here, and just because he's so good as a reliever, too. Like he could be one of the dominant relievers and dominant starters. I think as a starter, man, I think it might get wear and tear a little bit and tire him out. Why fix something that isn't broken? Because
that's definitely not
that's
broke.
Like, I couldn't, me, I'd be like, no. I fixed something that broke. This is good. I'm good. Peace. This is great.
Why fix something that isn't broke? He can do both. He can do both. I mean, what's he could pitch and hit. And yeah, he pitches. And so, yes, he has to have surgery. He's had it. I mean, would anybody be shocked if he had another one? I get it. I understand that premise. But hitting and pitching is what has made this guy $700 million. Both hitting and pitching is what has won this guy MVP awards and a World Series. It appears to me that Shohei Ohtani has had a lot of success and already looks like one of the greatest baseball players of all time. So why fix something that's not broke, Barry? He's not broken. He has to have surgery. I mean, a lot of these pitchers got to have surgeries. But damn, you're telling Shohei Ohtani to hit is, well, that's a, what I was going to say was very vulgar. Take advantage of everything you got. Let's just put it that way. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Connor is here from Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Connor, what's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call. It's an honor to talk to you. You have a wonderful show, and I cannot tell you how much I appreciate what you do and what you bring to the table every day.
Oh,
so I appreciate you.
No doubt.
Yeah,
what's
no
up?
Problem.
Thank you. What's up?
So, yeah, as in regards to Shedeur Sanders and his father, Dion, the way that you were talking about him, it was like they don't want to be touched. Like they, like you don't want to take him. Like I would take it. I would take it. And at the moment, it may seem like, in addition to Shedeur with Dion, it might seem like a handful, but if you look at it from a different perspective, once you take it and you got Shedeur and you have him locked in, Dion will keep him in the game. Dion will keep him focused. I think with the addition of Dion, it will overall just make Shedeur Sanders a better player because he will have his father nearby. He will have his father always looking over his shoulder. Sure, that might seem kind of annoying, but it overall, I think it does more good than bad.
Well, so to be clear, Connor, so we had a conversation. I encourage you or anybody who missed it to go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We had a conversation with Mike Sando from The Athletic. He covers the league. He covers the NFL all over the country. I asked him specifically about Shedeur and his standing in the NFL draft and a lot of the noise that we've heard and discussed. And Mike brought up the point that there are a lot of teams and general managers who look at Deion Sanders and pretty much say, hey, if we draft Shedeur, of course, we might as well be drafting Deion as a surrogate, as an attachment, as an appendage. He's right there. We don't know if Deion is going to tweet on Sunday. We don't know if he's going to be piping up. We don't know if he's going to be putting the pressure on us as an organization. And so that's the conversation that we had with Mike Sando. Later on, I said, you know, we don't know. We have no idea. And I would think for the first time in Shedeur Sanders' life that being away from his father, we might see Deion calm down. That elicited a caller who called from Baltimore last hour and said, JR, do you really think Deion is going to calm down? You said he's going to calm down. And I said, I think he will. I said, we don't know to what degree he's going to be a helicopter parent. He's always
That depends.
Hold on, Connor. Let me finish. He's always going to be his dad. Period. Flat. Okay. He's not old enough or young enough, I should say, to play with his son like LeBron does. But he's always going to be his father. But is he going to have dedicated press conferences to talk about his son? No. You know, is he going to be tweeting about his kid? Maybe, maybe not. You know, is he going to be sitting down while he's playing a game on Sunday going, what is the offensive coordinator doing? I don't think so. I'd give Deion a little bit more credit. Do I think he's just going to shut up and disappear off the face of the earth? No. But I just think naturally, as your kid moves away from you, as your child grows older, there's a natural separation. Shador is 23 years old. He doesn't and has not lived a life fully separate from his father. This will be the first time it happens. And so I have no idea. Is he going to go full LeVar Ball and just, disappear while his sons kind of grow into their own spotlight? Or is he going to be a pain in the ass? I think there's going to be times where Deion pops up, but I don't think it's going to be to the degree that people might be wary of. And I said this earlier this week. Look, yes, there are teams that are going to put messages out there about worry, about concern. And a lot of that is draft manipulation. Go ahead, Connor.
Exactly. And I was just about to say, I completely agree with you and most of what you were saying. But basically, the point is that I think Deion will, for sure, pipe down for a short period of time. But then we talked about earlier, like before all of this, I believe even when college football was still in season, we talked about how when Shedeur Sanders gets drafted, depending on which team he goes to, if that team was a dumpster fire, then Deion would probably throw a fit, or Deion would try and manipulate which team Shedeur should go to.
As he should.
Yeah, and so he will probably throw a fit if the team that whichever Shedeur goes to, he will most likely probably throw a fit if they become a dumpster fire. And there's lots of propaganda and stuff put out there to make it seem like some draft prospects might be bad to touch. So that way another team can grab him, and we all know that.
Yeah.
So, and that's the way it works. But I appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Connor. Appreciate you for calling from Ohio. I think he's going to be a Raider. Ain't nobody throwing Tom Brady under the bus. Tom Brady and Shedeur and Deion already have a relationship. Is there a team that's throwing out crap about Shedeur? Maybe it's the Raiders. I think it'll be a Raider. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. This is very important for you to know, so I want you to hear it now, that this portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now. Get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. But don't wait. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. 855-212-4227. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about this beef going on right now with Charles Barkley and Stephen A. Smith and Kendrick Perkins. Everybody is online arguing like a bunch of children or adults or people on Facebook who just argue, except for these people know each other. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move. That's sweet. That's the sweetest, damn it, that's the sweetest thing I've ever heard from a woman in, this is not good. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, right now there's basketball being played. The Boston Celtics are smacking the living hell. I don't even know who these guys are. The 15th, 16th guy on the Celtics bench is beating Philadelphia 103-79. Maxie isn't playing. Paul George isn't playing. I'm sure Joel Embiid is laying in bed reading comic books. Anyway, that's not even the biggest story tonight in basketball. Of course, it's Charles Barkley because it's Thursday. Of course, it's Charles Barkley. I'm not going to tell you where I saw Charles Barkley last week. No, he was having a drink. People know this. He was having a drink. Good for him. I was having a drink right next to him, or in front of him. But outside of that, Charles Barkley's on TV right now, and he says the only people who talk about LeBron and Michael are people on television who have no talent to talk about anything else. He's referring to Kendrick Perkins and ESPN. Well, Stephen A. Smith responded, because this is what adults do. They argue with each other on social media, remember? You know, we use weapons, we argue on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. We waste our time. But anyway, Stephen A. Smith responded and said, "Yo, Chuck, stop the BS with the y'all. Attach a name to it. I know I've been talking about the Cavs being the number one threat to the Celtics. Once you come over here to ESPN, there's going to be some folks waiting to call you a fool. P.S. You know I love you, though. See you soon." Okay. A little love in there. A little love. Kendrick Perkins, on the other hand, who's been known to say some outlandish, crazy things. Kendrick Perkins responded to Charles Barkley. He said, "Hey, NBA on TNT, you might want to tell that senior citizen, Charles Barkley, that I'll be around. When he sees an idiot or a fool in person, make sure he keeps that same energy. He can come playing with me if he wants to, but I'm going to address his ass like the numbers on a house. Straight from the 409 homeboy and we bar none and fade all, Texas boy." Okay, he's threatening to whoop Charles Barkley's ass. Not all that tough for, like you see, you going to beat up a senior citizen? Like that's what we doing now. We had talked about this last night. I think Hickey and I, and Jimmy Butler was threatening to beat up. Like he threatened to beat up the coach. Like Eric Spoelstra looked at him. He's like, you Jimmy, you gonna fight me? What? Look, Kendrick Perkins ain't hitting nobody, and I'm sure before the end of the night, if it hasn't been addressed already, that Charles Barkley will have a response. Just media members wanting to fight each other and beat each other up. I mean, we had Draymond Green sitting on a podcast, I believe, today, just telling everybody Karl Anthony Towns didn't want to play against us, the Golden State Warriors, because he was afraid. And meanwhile, I think his girlfriend, they had a dear friend who passed away due to cancer. I just not everybody needs a podcast. Not everybody needs a voice. Not to shut down free speech, but a lot of free speech is full of idiots. It's just a fact. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Todd is here from Maryland. Merlin, you're on the JR Sport Re-Show. Todd, go ahead.
Yeah, buddy. I want to talk about Shedeur Sanders. He's going to definitely, he's an athletic kid. And they're going to work him out and, beef him up a bit. He'll get bigger, stronger, faster, and he'll be fine. And the other thing is, too, about Deion Sanders, Deion is the only guy, a lot of people, chopped on Deion. Deion's the only guy that ever walked the walk and talked the talk. He talked the talk, but he walked the walk.
Yeah, well, he did a lot of talking, so you can certainly say
that. I know, but he was a bad dude, bro.
Well, no, Todd, I'm agreeing with you. I'm not disputing it.
Okay, buddy.
Okay. All right, thank you for calling from Maryland.
Yes, sir.
You too. Todd is like, no, I'm like, no, Todd, I agree with you. I mean, there's a lot of guys who talk. I mean, we got who, like Draymond Green. If Draymond Green played for the, I don't know, Orlando Magic, if Draymond Green played for his hometown or home state Detroit Pistons, if Draymond Green got drafted to the, I don't know, Minnesota Timberwolves, would he be a Hall of Famer? Would he have a podcast? Would he be talking all this crap? No. And typically the best of the best of the best are the ones yapping, not Draymond Green, but. Guess when you play next to Steph Curry, you're emboldened to say whatever the hell you want. I mean, damn it, Gary Payton did a lot of talking. Gary Payton backed it up. Helped take his team to the finals. They lost. Then he was hurt at the same time, by the way. A lot of people don't realize that. He was hurt. And then he won a championship with the Miami Heat, but he's old. Anyway, I need to get Gary Payton on the show. It's been a minute since I've spoken to Gary. But yeah, congratulations. Deion Sanders walked the walk. He talked the talk. He did what he said he was going to do. And hopefully he just pipes down just a little bit and lets his son grow. 855-212-4227. Yes, 855-212-4227. Of course, we got a few things that we're going to take a look at that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
I'm Mark Sanchez, and you're tuned in to the JR Sport Brief.
Call him now at 855-212-4227.
Ah, one of my favorite hot dog-eating quarterbacks of all time. One of my favorite butt-fumbling quarterbacks of all time. I played golf with Mark Sanchez one day. I did. Had a good time. He's a very nice guy. Very nice guy. Very nice guy. Did I play golf with him or did I hang out with him while he played? I don't remember. I don't know. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. In a few minutes, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. Then I'm going to tell you about something that is very special to this day. And we have oh so much more to do before we roll the hell out. So let's go ahead and get to the phone lines. Let's talk to Canyon from Arkansas. Hey, Canyon, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I appreciate you having me. Hey, I just wanted to, so obviously I'm from Arkansas. I just wanted to talk about, get your opinion on the Razorbacks tournament chances. And if they do make it in, well, one, what that looks like for them to make it. And two, if you think that they'll make a run if they do make it.
Man, I have not sat down and watched no full Arkansas Razorbacks game all year long, brother. I'd be lying through my teeth and giving you an answer if I had an opinion. I'd be lying to you, Ken. Y'all can't give you one. You'd be able to give me a better thought outside of anything I give you. I mean, outside of paying attention to Auburn and Duke and St. John's, like those are the three teams that I've really keyed in on.
Right. No, 100%. Well, just to give you some insight, the Razorbacks have an amazing team with a lot of talent. And just, you know, this season it's been a little bit squandered. We've got a new coach with Coach K. It's a little bit of a rebuild in the progress, but what we would need to do is we would have to make a really deep run in the SEC tournament. We have the talent to do so. We've proved that multiple times this season.
Canyon, let's get to brass tacks here. So you're basically asking me about a borderline loser-ass team that I would probably pay no attention to in the first place.
Right.
Well, okay. Yeah, okay. I mean, all right. Okay.
Hey, no, I get it, man. I just want to say, okay. You know, just keep your eyes peeled because it might surprise you.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is what this time of year is for, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Exactly.
All right. Yeah, man. I haven't watched the game since Musselman left. Now, thank you, Ken. I appreciate you, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, man, I don't care. Like, hey, JR, what do you think about this team that's, you know, on the bubble here in a tough-ass SEC? Man, I'm not. Do you know how much I got to pay attention to? This is the time of year where I really start digging and diving in. Outside of that, man, we just had the Super Bowl, and let me get to the conference championships. We'll see who goes on a run. We'll see who gets in. I'm like everybody else. I got two eyes. I got one mouth. Got two ears. I pay attention to a lot of things. And also, I said this to a guy last night. Outside of the weekends, a lot of these games are on when I'm right here. Like in the studio, watching guys run up and down the court. Good luck. Good luck to all of these people. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, it's the end of the show. You know what that means? Well, it's time for a couple of things. That took place this day in sports history. No. Okay. There we go.
Fact, fact, fact. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Today and all day, it has been March 6th. The year is 2025. But right now, this minute, this second, we're going to go back to 1964. Why? Because some guy named Cassius Clay announced that his new name is Muhammad Ali. I mean, after beating Sonny Liston in February of 1964, Muhammad Ali changed his name. Well, why did he do so? Or excuse me, Cassius Clay changed his name. Why? And take a listen to Ali himself on PBS.
Why do you insist on being called Muhammad Ali now?
That's the name given to me by my leading teacher, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's my original name. That's a black man name. Cassius Clay was my slave name. I'm no longer a slave.
What does it mean?
Muhammad means worthy of all praises, and Ali means most high.
Do you intend to fight under that name?
Yes, sir. I want to be called by that name. I write autographs of that name. I want to be known all over the world as that name, especially throughout Asia and Africa, because that's the names of our people over home.
You heard it from Muhammad Ali himself, and you want to talk about that name? That man's name. No, that man is one of the most famous human beings and one of the most entertaining human beings, one of the more respected, most respected human beings to walk the face of this earth. I remember being at a Vladimir Klitschko fight in Madison Square Garden prior to Muhammad Ali's passing. Muhammad Ali was in the building. His daughter Layla was fighting as well in Madison Square Garden. They announced Muhammad Ali was in the building. They announced he was in the building. Everybody in that damn building, all 20,000 human beings stood up and gave that man a round of applause in Madison Square Garden. I've seen and heard a lot of things in Madison Square Garden, a lot of good, a lot of bad. They were showing love for a man named Muhammad Ali. He changed his name. Let everybody know about this in 1964. March 6th, the year is 2000. Some guy was celebrating his birthday. His 28th birthday. His name is Shaquille O'Neal. And he didn't just celebrate. Shaquille O'Neal decided to drop 61 points against the Clippers. Lakers won 123 to 103. And guess who was on a bench for the Clippers? Well, just another guy. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah, he was an assistant. He was coaching for the Clippers. And Shaquille O'Neal saw him and decided to go crazy. A matter of fact, Shaq sat down with Kareem. And he told him as much. Listen to this.
One time I was really trying to impress you was on my birthday, March 6, 2000. You were on the Clippers bench.
Boy, he's quick off the floor for someone that size.
Pass in the shack. He's under the bench. He puts it up. Finger rolls it in.
I was showing up, right, because it was my birthday. I said, oh, they're like, I didn't even know you were on the Clippers staff. Right. And I look on the bench, I said, oh, my God, is that Kareem? So I start showing up.
He knows what's going on in his 28th birthday. He's got his career high.
Happy birthday, big fella.
But every time I look at the bench, you wouldn't look at me. Like, you had your head down the board. I said, oh, Kareem's not looking. And then I score another, like, 10, 12 points, and I look.
Oh, big fella, don't do him like that.
You didn't look at me the whole game.
You went like that one time.
I did. Yeah. I did that for you.
You got the right kind of attention, you know? All the rebounds and block shots and points. That's the kind of attention that you get. And then everything else falls in place.
Yeah, I know Shaq probably had a big old party the night after, the night after that, the night after that, that same night. Yeah, Shaq was partying 61. Of course he was. Happy birthday. He turned 53 today. He scored 61 points in the year 2000. Hey, what else is this? March 6th, 2015. This is not a party because Jim Boeheim in Syracuse, they were punished. Yeah, don't cheat on tests and just a lot of stuff. Listen to the report from ESPN 2015.
Today, the NCAA announced Coach Jim Boeheim will be suspended for 9 conference games at the start of next season. The school's website is reporting his status as second on the all-time coaching list may slide down to 6th as the team may be forced to vacate 108 wins. Boeheim released this statement saying, "I am disappointed with many of the findings and conclusions as stated in the infractions report. The committee chose to ignore the efforts which I have undertaken over the past 37 years to promote an atmosphere of compliance within the men's basketball program. Instead, they chose to focus on the rogue and secretive actions of a former employee of the local YMCA and my former director of basketball operations in order to impose an unprecedented series of penalties upon the university and the men's basketball program."
Oh, how about that? Now Jim Boeheim, well, at least he's at home right now. He's retired. He doesn't have to worry about none of that. And now, because he's retired, he doesn't have to curse and yell at the media anymore, the student media. Anyway, March 6th, 2019. What the heck? This happened too? Every day this guy has a record. Anyway, this day, 2019, LeBron James passed Michael Jordan in scoring. I guess this is why people are arguing. LeBron was 34 years old at the time. The Nuggets, they ended up beating the Lakers 115-99. But with LeBron's layup in the second quarter, well, he passed MJ for 4th all-time in scoring. Listen to this. This is courtesy. Well, this ESPN.
Gets it to James. LeBron takes it to the rim and finishes with the left, and he's fouled. The legend of LeBron continues. He moves past his idol, MJ, for 4th on the all-time scoring list.
Yeah, I mean, everything now, everything is a LeBron thing. 50,000 points, 51,000 points, 51,001 point. And shout outs to LeBron. He is busting behind out there, okay? Can't take anything away from him. And that, folks, there you have it. There's a few things that took place this day in sports history. Good stuff. And how about this? Today is special as well. For all my footy fans, my football fans like me, today marks 100 days to the FIFA Club World Cup, the first ever, in 2025. We are officially 100 days out. FIFA Club World Cup is going to kick off in Miami on Saturday, June 14th. The entire tournament is going to run from June 14th to July 13th. We're going to have some of the best teams in the world, some of the best clubs in the world, 32 of the best teams in the world, right here in the good old U.S. of A. We're talking about 12 venues in 11 U.S. cities. So really, imagine this. Remember Noah Lyles is saying, hey, there's no real world champion of this between the clubs? It's like if we had the Los Angeles Lakers going out there taking on, I don't know, Fenerbahce or Olympiacos. It's really a global club tournament. So make sure you tune in. Make sure you go to FIFA.com. to find out more information. First ever FIFA Club World Cup. We are officially 100 days away. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I like that. We just went back in time to a bunch of things that took place this day in sports history. And look at me. Even told you about the future. Sean is here from Oregon. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Sean?
Hey, JR, in a sports world where everyone's talking real fast, I really appreciate your show because you know how to talk nice and slow and talk where people can actually understand you, brother, and relate to you.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Let me tell you, talking slow comes in handy for some other things, Sean, okay?
I know it does, brother. Have a great night.
You as well. Thank you, Sean, for calling from Oregon. Now, listen. There's an art to speaking. There's an art to speech. You know, you got sometimes you talk fast, but sometimes you got to know how to bring it down slow, like a lot of things in life. For me, just a little bit of common sense. Anyway, that's a fun show. Thank you to Joe Varden from The Athletic for coming through to join us, talking about the NBA and the Cavaliers. I don't think they're beating the Celtics, but yeah, they're doing good right now. Thank you to Mike Sando, also joining us from The Athletic, as he came through and we had a great conversation about everything going on in the NFL. I mean, today is Thursday. By the time we pull up with you tomorrow, I have no idea. I guess somebody is going to get cut. Every day in the NFL, somebody is getting the boot. I don't expect to get the boot. I will be back here with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our producer who held it down tonight. He'll be back with us tomorrow, Chris Persian. And Chris, thank you so much. There we go. The Family Feud. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Audacy app. AUDACY. Let's see what other NFL players get cut. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Man, that was, I'm still thinking about what that last guy just said. Let me get the heck up on out of here before I get in trouble. The JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's done. It's over. It's a wrap. Don't go anywhere, because coming up next is Bart Winkler. Thank you so much to Chris, and thank you for tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Good night, folks.